This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrum Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome, 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 Wahoos and ACC fans. What a night. It was a wild and crazy weekend, and I'm not sure anybody saw it coming, but believe it or not, UVA and Duke will be in the ACC championship game next Saturday night in Charlotte in the Carolina Panthers Stadium.
8 o'clock.
O'clock kickoff.
ABC's got the coverage.
And I don't think anybody saw both these teams making it.
Not at the beginning of the year. I think you could have won a lot of money in Las Vegas if you'd bet Virginia and Duke in the ACC championship game. And somebody's a lot smarter than me if they could figure out the tiebreaker exactly how Duke got there.
I read through the thing, and I was like, only a computer could have come up with that thing.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
And let me tell you something. I think the Miami fans and coaches and administrators, they are probably beside themselves. They've been kicking the dog, as you like to say.
Well, there's no easy game. But I think Virginia got a little bit of a break. You know, they beat Duke 2 or 3 weeks ago. Obviously, it's hard to beat somebody twice. But I think either SMU and certainly Miami might have been a tougher draw in the title game for the Wahoos. But Frank, my co-host, is planning on attending. He'll be down there for the festivities. And we'll talk to Jimmy Miller later in the show because there's a basketball game on Saturday down in Charlotte.
So he'll be in Charlotte as well.
That's right. So it's going to be a collection of many Wahoos down there. But you're right. Saturday night was exciting. Just a tremendous performance by the Virginia defense. They have just been outstanding in recent weeks. Gave up that garbage touchdown late. But I think some people in the press box were hoping for a shutout, but we didn't quite get that. But
well, at least it was very impressive. It was very impressive. They held the Hokies to like 6 first downs.
Yeah, and the amazing thing to me, when they flashed up the third quarter statistics, Virginia Tech had 21 yards passing through 3 quarters. And that's unbelievable.
And every time they ran the ball, they started losing yards because the Virginia defense was just swarming at that point. And,
clearly, just a tremendous performance. Good to have the Commonwealth Cup back in Virginia hands. And looking forward to a championship game, And the other thing, Virginia picked 14th in the preseason media poll, and they're the sole first-place winners of the ACC regular season.
I'm also a little bit amused by all the bettors that jumped in this week. Virginia was originally, the line opened, I think, at 10.5. It went to 11.5, and then it fell back all the way to about 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, who were all the people so excited about the Hokies? Because all those people left the stadium in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and we didn't have quite as many Hokies as we normally have in Scott Stadium, which is a good thing, but a great crowd, 58,000 plus.
58,832.
Largest crowd since 2011, so the football program, to say it's headed in the right direction is an understatement.
Well, you have to recognize the fact that all the night games this year played into this, and it allowed the students to get to the game. It allowed townies to get to the games. It allowed alumni that maybe wouldn't think about it because of their jobs or whatever. They've been attending, and it's what's really exciting is it's nice to be in the stadium when there's over 55,000 fans.
Great atmosphere and fun had by all. Speaking of fun, how about Dr. Bobby Call coming into studio here?
Woo!
Great time to be a Wahoo, isn't it, Dr. Call?
Oh, my gosh. Was that a game? It reminded me when we won in 79. Except this game wasn't even close.
Well, you know what happens? After Virginia won the national title in basketball, I was at Panera. I had a guy from Indiana there. We started talking hoops, and at the end he said, man, you played for Virginia. You must have been really good. So, a rising tide lifts all boats. So people are going to be saying, hey, Bobby, you must have been really good to play for Virginia.
Well, the bad news, it was 1879.
Bobby, I remember those days very well. And, I remember one game, and I can't remember which year it was, but the Hokies drove down late in the game to the end zone, and Bruce Arians was the quarterback for the Hokies. And it was a very well-played game. This is middle of the season, which is where I think the game should be played, where the weather's warmer and people can enjoy being outside, not freezing to death. But he got stopped at the one-inch line. And he complained, and I could see why he complained, because his helmet kind of broke the plane, but the football didn't. And later on, he did admit, I think, that he said he was just trying to urge the ref, but the ref stood his ground. And I'll say this. In those days, the game was a little bit more congenial. I noticed Saturday night, it was pretty chippy from the get-go, but fortunately, it didn't get out of hand. I thought the refs handled it very well.
I did, too. I mean, it's such a long rivalry. And, Tech has won so many years in a row.
Recently.
Yeah, recently.
It's been a bad century so far for the Hoos.
But let's look it up.
Let's look it up.
Yeah. I tell you, this game was exciting. And, we were only ahead 7-0 for so long. And I tell you, when we broke it free, that was good.
Well, you had to love the drive that took them down the field, then Jamari Taylor threw the little jump.
The jump pass
to Sage Ennis, the tight end.
Yeah.
And I said, Tim Tebow. Oh, my goodness, we have a Tim Tebow on our team.
Well, I talked to a guy next to me. I said, was that walking? Was he walking? Did he take too many steps? Because it looked like a basketball shot.
Well, he's not real tall, so he probably had to throw a jump
but
pass.
But it was beautifully executed, almost too good. It was too clean.
Well, thank goodness Sage Ennis caught the ball. Some, they say those are the hardest ones to catch, the easy ones.
Well, I don't know about that. I'll tell you this. Sage dropped a slant pass for another touchdown later in the second half.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's the one his family is teasing him about.
Oh, no.
But, well, that was a great throw by Morris, too.
But you've got to give Chandler Morris high marks. He overcame injuries this season from the very first game where he got hit against Coastal Carolina all the way to the present. A remarkable season. And he said down in Charlotte at Operation ACC Kickoff, he said to a group of us, he said, you know, I'm here to win championships.
And you thought he was crazy.
Everybody kind of looked around like, like tiddlywinks or ping pong or, you know, we had just had a 5-7 season. So I said, well, you know, you got to like his drive, his focus. And as the season has gone on, he has defended this quote over and over. And now he looks like a bloody genius.
Well, you know, he set the tone for grittiness. You know, when I talked to Daniel Sparks, the punter, a couple weeks ago, and I said, Daniel, what is it about this team? And he says, it's the grit. The team is very gritty, and that is Chandler Morris to the tilt.
Well, and Jamari Taylor gets high marks, too. I think you almost have to make them co-MVPs of the season. Taylor has been a brilliant runner. He came within a hair of 1,000 yards.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something. If they'd have put him back in, he could have got it. But you know what is cool? When they put Harrison Whaley in the game, he was on the sideline, and they asked him. He said, no, let him play.
Oh.
And you know what? That's class.
Yeah, that's UVA, baby. Talk to me
about the Virginia defense. You got to be proud of that defensive effort. The last several weeks, they've been terrific.
They just were shutting Tech down. You know, it's interesting. You look at our linemen, they weren't that tall, right? The Tech offensive linemen looked huge, but our defensive linemen, they are wide, stocky,
strong.
They just shut down that offensive line.
And did a really pretty good job of containing drones.
They did.
You know, because you got to watch him running the football.
He got a run initially. And then I think what they did, these guys didn't get on one side of the blocker or not. They stayed head up on the blocker so they could go either way if drone came their way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the blitzing was timed really well. And the D-backs played exceedingly well.
You know, I want to give a shout-out to Emmanuel Carnley. In the last 3 or 4 weeks, number 19, he's covered all these bombs. And another player that I've been impressed with, and he had a big run earlier in the year, was Jason Prevard. Prevard has had a remarkable season. He must have been dinged up on Saturday, but I'm going to tell you flat out, Emmanuel Carnley really has come on in recent weeks. Devin Neal has been steady all year. But, you know, wasn't it cool for Antonio Clary, seventh year, COVID.
He redshirted
that first year for Bronco. He was the last holdover from the Bronco Mendenhall regime for him to get that IMT.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember that ball that he got?
Oh, yeah, and Coach Elliott refers to those guys as the forefathers.
Yes. Well, I think he's got a point. You know, those guys stayed and believed and said, all right, I want to be a part of something new and different, exciting.
And I'll be darned if they didn't.
And you know, Josie, let's talk about those guys.
Well, I want to talk about Marcellius, man. How about some play when Cam Jackson went out?
He took Cam Robinson's job.
Oh, man.
He took his place because he got hurt. But let me tell you something. Marcellus.
He played a heck of a game.
Yeah, and Coach Elliott said he had started at his prior school, so he, you know, just shows the team
the
focus.
Talent level, too.
Talent to be a backup coming, obviously, behind Cam Robinson.
Well, the cool thing about Maddox Marcellus, number 11 in your program, but number one in your heart, is the fact that that guy, he has wheels, and he hit a couple of running backs in that game. And I didn't see anybody talking back. It was like, oh, get that guy away from me. And, you know, I think he led the team in tackles in this game, if I'm not mistaken. And he was the sub for – and he had an INT.
And a sack.
And at least one or two tackles for loss. He had a whale of a game. James Jackson is the man, though, number one. Jackson's calling all the defensive signals. He had a marvelous game, and he somehow avoided getting hurt, and thank goodness, because the team is better when he's on the field.
The D-backs played a great game. I mean, there were a couple drops by Virginia Tech, but by and large...
But they were defending the ball.
Our guys were there.
They were there, and they were competing for the ball all the way to the ground. And, you know, they did prevent one bum because they fought that guy all the way to the ground, and they got the ball out of his hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, we haven't done this in recent weeks, but we should. Jeremy has come on as our new board op producer, and we want to thank him for joining us tonight. He replaced Vincent, who got a new job in the banking world.
Yeah, he's a banker now. He's handling currency all the time.
So,
it's kind of scary. Hey, this is where the money is.
Kind of scary where he's counting money. All right.
Let me ask you this, Bobby.
Go ahead.
Playing Duke, you know, in football, you don't usually play the same team twice in a season. So how do we prepare for the Dukies for the second time in like 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, and the weather. So the weather could be a little snowy, rainy, I think, down in Duke. So, you know they're going to change.
Charlotte.
Yeah. They're going to change things up, I'm sure. You know, and depending on their passing game, you know, and the weather, we play to our strengths. You know, we play a good defense. We get the run game going, and then you let Chandler Morris take
over. Well, you know, the Duke is an explosive offensive team, although we shut them down the first time. So,
yeah, we sure did.
It'll be interesting. I'm sure Coach Rudd and Manny Diaz, the coach at Duke, are going to be making some adjustments or trying to outsmart one another.
And I think we play, good, basic UVA football. Right? You play strong on the line, you play good pass defense, and let those linebackers take care of business.
Well, we were expecting a call from Antonio Rice, but he may have gotten tied up in Charlottesville. If he calls in, we'll work him into the show. We want to thank Bobby Call for joining us. Well, now Antonio is trying to call me, and I can't take his call here, but let's face it, for Virginia, this was a must-win game Saturday night. Large crowd, and they needed to rebound from the wasted opportunity against Wake just a few weeks back. Anyway, it's very exciting for Virginia to be in this position. Virginia has 10 wins, and well, just go ahead and let's bring Antonio on. Bring him on. All right, so I think we have Antonio Rice has called in.
I'm here.
Antonio, we need a running back on this show. We got the defensive perspective, but tell us about the offense.
Well, the offense, look, we finally have our an offensive line, even though they're dinged up a little bit.
Yep.
That gets a little bit of movement, gets a little bit of push.
Yep.
And with that, lots of good things happen offensively. We always talk about you got to win the trenches. And the team that wins the trenches typically win the game. And so...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's
accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We did that. We did enough of that. And so, despite all of the chippiness, I guess as you could call it, chippiness.
Yep.
We were the team that kind of held our composure. At times, sometimes it's difficult. But offensively, you know, if you're able to have a balanced attack, running the football, always establish the run, set up the pass nicely off the run, a well-balanced attack, and then you get the results that you got.
Well, it was a remarkable win. 27-7, Cavaliers took care of business and really controlled the whole game. You know, it was a classic case where Rudzinski had a great defensive game plan and his players executed beautifully. And we talked about Marcellus Maddox had the game of his life and
wow.
In the place of Cam Robinson, who, you know, you thought there'd be a letdown. I think Marcellus said, it's my job.
He stepped up to the plate, and he got a home run. I tell you.
And I talked about Emmanuel Carnley had another good game. He defended some deep balls beautifully. I think Devin Neal has been a steady Eddie back there on defense. Offensively, Sage Ennis could have had two touchdowns. He caught the little jump pass from Jamari Taylor, but Chandler Morris hit him on a slant. Was that in the third quarter?
Yeah, second half.
And he was breaking towards the post, and he hit him in a bad place, right in the hands.
Right in the hands.
I know you saw that play, and you said, you know, that's the one his family will tease him the rest of his life.
Yeah, and Antonio never dropped a pass like that, I guarantee.
Not one. Well, first and foremost, my quarterback was Don Majkowski. He never threw to the running back. He was always throwing downfield. Never hit the check down. Never, ever.
So. Yeah, but I tell you what, you loved it when he ran the option, didn't you?
I did. I most certainly did. And so, you know, you go back and you think about some of the old days. I will tell you this: if you have a backup, and who doesn't think that they should be starting, then he doesn't need to be out there on the field. And so, just going back to Marcellus in regards to terms of how he stepped up.
Yes.
And back in our days, we always had guys like that. So if I was in the game, Barry Word thinks that, hey, what is he doing in the game? Or Howard Petty would be like, what is he doing in the game? I should be in the game. And so they say iron sharpens iron. And you got to go in with the mentality that, hey, I'm the starter. And I should be starting.
Good point.
And then you get those kinds of results.
Can't disagree at all. Let me ask you this question. It was remarkable that Jamari Taylor did not want to go back in at the end of the game, and he allowed Harrison Whaley to sort of finish the game at tailback when he was just a couple of yards away from 1,000. I'm certainly he'll break 1,000 in the ACC championship game next Saturday night down in Charlotte. Antonio, let me ask you this. The last question for you, because we're up against a break. Tell me, how would you frame this accomplishment and what they have that they're playing for, and obviously a chance to play in the college football playoff?
Well, they've all bought into what Tony Elliott was selling. I mean, they're all pulling in the right direction and the same direction at the same time. They're in sync. And so when Taylor gives up reps for his quote unquote backup, that lets you know that, like back in our day, dude, I never ever scored a touchdown or made a rushing yard or made a catch for Antonio Rice. I did it for the orange and blue and the V-Saber. That simple. The team comes first. Everything else is irrelevant, comes second. And so you're seeing a bunch of guys who have bought in, because when you hear the interviews, they all say the same thing.
Yes.
It's the team comes first. Team comes first.
Well, this team gelled, didn't it? I mean, they gelled almost immediately.
Yes.
Which, with all those players coming in, first-year players.
There you go.
Well, we want to thank you, Antonio. I'm glad you could join us here at the end, and maybe we can work you back in to do some post-ACC championship review next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you guys.
Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, too.
We got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report coming up after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James Rivera Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. We're a bunch of happy Who's here tonight. Frank Hobbo and Bobby, Dr. Bobby Call, sitting alongside Jeremy, the producer. We got Dr. O, Owusu Achao, with us for the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And this was just purely a coincidence that we have a Dukie in advance of the Virginia-Duke title game.
I think this is awesome. I think there needs to be a big bet. We need to place a bet here.
I know. Dinner is somewhere, I think.
Oh. You
know.
Dr. O, what kind of bet do you want to make?
No, what's the Virginia can't condone any gambling.
No gambling, that's right.
By the way, the line is very close. It's 3.5 points. And I just checked the weather, and you, Nervous Nellies, are wrong. It says somewhere between 37 and 48 degrees.
Ah, beautiful night for football.
And it says chance of precipitation zero.
There you
so
are.
I don't know what people have been studying. And I hope the weather holds up like that because both quarterbacks, it would be great for the game.
Yeah, we don't want to have the Dukies have any excuse, you know, when they get beat. You know,
can you hear that, Dr. O?
I heard that, man. We'll see, man. You're not going to get us twice now.
Well, Dr. O is already talking about basketball season. Devils are pretty good.
Talking about basketball right now, Hobo.
How about Mikhail Boley? We should talk about him.
Yeah, so our left offensive tackle, Mikhail Boley, went out of the game. I think that was late first half.
And he may have even been the second half, but I don't remember.
No, he went down, and he was lying on his side, but we have since learned that he had re-injured his high ankle sprain. What are they going to do to help him suck it up and get through this week so that he can play down in Charlotte? Because you know Boley is a veteran player. He's going to play.
He's going to want to play. Doctor, I did hear the coach say that they x-rayed it and the x-ray was clean. So what does that mean?
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, we're dealing with a ligament injury. You know that these high ankle sprains, sometimes they involve the stabilizing ankles, ankle ligaments. And so, you know, the question here is one of stability. If you confer enough stability by taping his ankle and getting him braced up, I think there's something that can be said about him playing in the short term. Long term, it's a rehab thing to get this thing better. But in the short term, I think if we can brace him and get him stable, he may be in a good position.
Well, he was wearing some crazy looking braces like I've never seen. I think they made them just for him. And he still got hurt, which is kind of worrisome. But they need him because he's the left offensive tackle, and he protects Chandler's, you know,
blind side. Yeah.
And you know, we've heard about that type of thing for a long time. Dr. O, Cam Ross did not play. He had wide receiver for Virginia, and he had a hamstring thing that popped up, I think, during the week getting ready for the game. He's probably not going to be able to play much, if any, in Charlotte because hamstrings don't heal in a week or two.
No, hamstrings, I mean, they're the bane of existence for a sprinting athlete. So someone like a receiver is really going to feel that. And it's tough. With it, even if it's not a tear, even a sprain of a hamstring can take, in some cases, you know, 4 to 8 weeks to fully resolve. I'm hoping it's not that for him. But I can't imagine he'll be back in a week from that.
You know what he said, a sprinting athlete, that's the reason Hobo never had a hamstring problem. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't sprint very much.
But, you know, Hobo could rebound.
I know.
You had some hops.
I could jump. You know, yeah. They called me Mr. Windex back in the day. I was cleaning the glass, baby.
Well, you and
Mr.
Gus Gerard.
All
right, our engineer is telling us we're so far behind on all of our commercial breaks. But, Dr. O, we want to commend you on being such a good contributor and a valuable supporter of Who's Talking. And we know that you keep Jody Smith straight in that practice, don't you?
Oh, every day, man. It's a constant job. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Hey, and by the way, we want to wish you the very best in whatever bowl game Duke plays in, just not this weekend.
Yeah, this is the only time we're not going to cheer for you.
Looking forward to a good game.
Yes, we hope it is a good game, and I have a feeling it will be a very good game. Thank you, Dr. O. All right, we're going to head to break. We're going to come back on the other side and talk to Jimmy Miller and get his perspective on the UVA basketball team, which is now 6-1, right, Hobo?
That is right.
All right, stay with us. Who's Talking continues. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
You don't succeed in life by standing still.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In motion, get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip. A world in motion.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer, you're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchpartners.com.
search RVA.com or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Is your heating and cooling system a clunker? James Rivera will give you cash for your old clunker and send it where it belongs, the dump. Buy a new system for your home and get up to a $4,000 trade-in, special financing, and an indoor air quality bundle free. Improve your comfort and health with a new system. Call James River Air and get cash for your clunker. Cash for clunkers.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. As Chris Berman used to say.
Hey, a little baseball there, huh?
You know, you have to love that old highlight reel that he would always run. Where
he's back.
Oh, it's out of there.
That was back in the early days of ESPN.
Oh, and I love those. You know what? That's when we knew we were in hog heaven.
Hey, speaking about early days, we got the 1984 Eastern Regional MVP with us
This tonight. Is Dan Merrifield. Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy Miller.
Jimmy Miller, the man himself. Jimmy, we appreciate your taking a couple of minutes to talk hoops on an otherwise football night. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Cloud nine, baby.
You know, I've told people for like 30 or years plus, I was in this little basketball niche, and Frank has turned me into Mr. Football now. So, and it's happy days in Whoville, but back to basketball. Now, you know, here's my assessment of the team. You tell me if I'm wrong. We have talent. We have size. We have depth. I think this team will go as far as its defense takes them. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth probably to that. We've probably been, in the last 15 years, right, we've been really focused on what defense can do. And there's no doubt all these guys that are in this program now, wherever they came from, they were offensive-minded first. So really trying to see how they can come together when the shot's not going down and be able to defend and stop a team. You know, that's still going to we're still looking for that, I guess.
You know, in your conversations with Coach Odom, does he believe in zone at all, or is he strictly man-to-man? Because I look at this team sometimes and I think – maybe if they played a zone, show a little different look every once in a while, it could be effective. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, his philosophy, certainly up to this point, has been that full court kind of pressure man-to-man defense. Not so much even trying to come with like a double team to force a turnover, but really kind of just a slow a team up and eat up some of that clock and then fatigue them over time. So I think we're all, including myself, still learning what Ryan Odom is going to do during the season and what adjustments he might make. Defense is one, and that can be where they might, where I at times I thought, oh, that's a trap opportunity like you said, Jim, maybe show a little zone. And we'll see. It's still early, and this team is still trying to find its identity, I believe.
Two big games this week, Texas on the road, Dayton and Charlotte. You'll be down there for the football game if you hang around. But really, Texas, I guess, is the first true road game. They played the two games at the Greenbrier. What do you expect this week?
Yeah, this is a big week, right? I do believe that the Texas road trip, that's going to be a tough environment to go in there against an NCAA caliber team and see how well they perform. You saw the two games over at the Greenbrier and two quality teams in Northwestern and Butler, and that was a different environment. I think the guys were still trying to adapt to that low ceiling, dim lighting kind of effect, and now going into Austin and playing Texas on the road is going to be their first true test. Texas is a pretty good team.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Frank, and thank you for joining us tonight, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Chance Mallory, to me, is eating away more and more minutes from Dallin Hall, and to me, it's really that simple. Mallory is a true point guard, and Hall is really a combo guard, and how does Coach Odom, how's he going to deal with this? Because I know all these people sign these contracts now. And so how many minutes is Hall guaranteed and Lewis guaranteed and Malik Thomas? Hopefully he gets hot again. Grunlow and DeRitter seem to be pretty well established there, although Onyenso, to me, is a beast. I don't know why he isn't playing more.
He's a rim protector, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like having a guy back there that says, no, you don't. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, you just said it. There's a deep team there. The rotations are, you can play 10 guys. And so how do you divvy up the minutes? I think it's, Coach Odom, I think I've heard him say, you earn your minutes and how you play. But the one out of the gate that you led with, I really, from what I have heard and have learned and observed up close, Chance Mallory and Dallin Hall, they genuinely have a respect for one another. And the chemistry between the two, I think Chance really respects Dallin and what he does. And so I don't have a problem with Chance coming in off the bench, as a freshman and still being – there's something to be said about being able to observe, sitting there on the bench and kind of watching where you might be inserted into that lineup. And I know Dallin has a great deal of respect for Chance. And so if the two can continue to be compatible with each other and the playing time and the way Coach Odom wants to divvy it up and how and all that stuff, that's up to him. And
yeah, there's certainly been a few occasions this year where they've both been on the floor at the same time, and I think that could be an effective lineup. The nice thing about this team, as you say, they're not only deep, they're versatile. A coach can go with a very big lineup, tall lineup, or he can go smaller, depending on what the circumstances dictate. But, Jimmy, we got some football to deal with tonight. We're going to have you back in a few weeks to get some additional information on how the basketball season is going. Have a safe and a successful trip to Austin, Texas, and Charlotte, North Carolina, and we'll talk to you soon.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little more football, break down the game in Charlotte, take a look at all the other football news that's developing during the course of the day. Stay tuned, and we still have Bobby Call here in studio. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to OrthoVirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing lending.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight. Wahoo Wah, Cavaliers, 10-2. What an amazing regular season. 7-1 in the ACC and sitting atop the ACC standings. And it's got to drive the Clemsons of the world crazy, the Louisvilles, the Miami's fan base and their administrators and their coaches and their players. They must be just kicking their dogs and they must be furious because how did they end up not in the ACC title game? And I tell you what, if you go look at the tiebreakers and read through them, it gives you a headache. And so, you know, here they were. Miami is
ranked 12th.
6-2, just like Duke. And Duke was 7-5 overall.
Well, one of the differences is we beat Louisville and they lost to them.
Yep. Kind of crazy. Anyway, suffice to say, the entire conference is probably in a state of shock this week, and even the ACC huddle crew had a hard time talking about Virginia. And I kind of enjoyed watching them. They were like, "How do we say something about this?" And
oh, Virginia's number one. You know, they were just, Kelsey Riggs was having a hard time. And
it reminds me when we beat Georgia 31-0 and they announced it on the provincial scoreboard. And they were like, wait a minute, we got to recheck this.
Yes.
I'm not sure this is right.
That was, you know what's interesting? I looked at the records in the ACC title game, and Clemson, Florida State, and Virginia Tech have won 17 of the 20 ACC championship games, but Miami's only been there one time. You know,
they've
expected Miami to be a perennial. Basically, Miami and Florida State were put in different divisions so they would play each other for the title.
I think Clemson had 11 of those ACC games, right? ACC title games?
They've played in 10. They've won 9.
Okay. They've been the bully in the conference, and it's so strange. You know,
for sure. Now they're 11th.
Well, it's interesting. They sit at 11, but they've won 4 in a row. So Dabo eventually did figure out how to get his team back on track, and they had a big win against their state rival, South Carolina. I watched some of that game, and you got to give Dabo credit, but you know what? They didn't make the ACC title game, and they were one of the ones favored all preseason. I'm looking at the AP poll, which came out yesterday at 2 o'clock. UVA is 16th, and all I could think about is if Virginia could just have protected Chandler Morris in that Wake game, we'd be 11-1, and we'd probably be sitting right where Brigham Young is at 11,
probably.
Is my guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter because, you know what? I think Virginia's going to beat Duke again. Duke has a good team, but they're not as strong on defense. And Chandler Morris will get the scoring done with the offense. And I think Virginia's defense has gotten better. If it's possible, Virginia has gotten better since they beat Duke and Durham. What do you think,
Doctor?
I think that's when it really started, right? I think they hammered Duke and hammered Virginia Tech. So
yep.
They look so much more competent than I think earlier in the season.
Well, Chandler Morris, I heard him this week saying the Duke-Virginia Tech game were playoff games. They understood they absolutely had to win both of those games.
And you know what? It's exciting to see that these kids were mature and they could focus and they kept all the noise out of the room and they got ready for these games. And you know what? I think they're going to do it again this week. And I think they could beat Duke by 10.
You know what impressed me about the Virginia Tech game was there was some early run success by Virginia Tech, and then the UVA defense shut them down.
They did.
The ability to adapt during the game,
I think that was adjustments made by the Virginia defense?
I think so, yeah.
And the players got used to the level of the play, you know, in the trenches. And as the game wore on, Virginia was controlling the line of scrimmage. And that will carry over this week because the players have confidence. Looking here at the college football playoff, they're going to announce this, the penultimate. How about that?
Oh, a big word. Big word there. You know, yeah. he's trying to impress us with that
one.
Are
we playing Scrabble? So penultimate rankings come out tomorrow, and then the final one comes out on December 7th, which is Pearl Harbor Day, no less. But the Cavaliers, I think, are going to climb a little bit in the poll, the CFP, and you know, they have to do a projection of what the experts will analyze the bracket. Virginia will be in the bracket now. Originally, it was it was estimated they were going to go down and play in Oxford, Mississippi, and play Ole Miss. I kept seeing that everywhere, and I don't know what we're going to find out tomorrow. But I'm curious about those predictions because you know what? I don't know if you saw the airplane that was taken off with Lane Kiffin from Oxford. All those Mississippi fans were yelling at that jet as it took off, and they were not like, thanks for coming. It was more like, you know, stone him.
When he arrived in Baton Rouge, it looked like a presidential motorcade taking him to the press conference. So,
well,
it's a big deal. Well, and a lot of money for Lane Kiffin.
It's a lot of money, and I'm sure his kids are going to love the fact they're getting yanked out of school down there in Mississippi. But
hey, I think Tony Elliott at the moment seems like a bargain, you know, given what these coaches are getting paid anymore.
Well, it's one of those deals, you know. Now, let's face it: when Virginia wins this game on Saturday night, that'll be 11 wins this season. And guess what? Tony Elliott and his staff had only won 11 games in the three previous years.
Right.
So it's been a long time coming, but you know what? Thank goodness it's here, and I think the big donors that made the gifts, most of which were done anonymously, although Charles McDaniel did make a very nice gift where he did declare that it was his money. I hope the next donors will announce who they are, because I think it's nice to know who they are. But I've heard through my sources that there's another 25 or 30 million coming. And now with these wins,
well, success breeds success.
Yes, and you know what? They can keep building. But you know, this week on December the 3rd, which is Wednesday, is signing day, and it's going to be interesting to see.
Bobby, that's a good question to you. Now that we're in this situation with a portal, how much should coaches think about high school kids as opposed to going out into the portal and getting guys who have college experience?
I think you do a little bit of balance. You get both. And I think Tony has done a great job with so many new players. I think that speaks a lot for Tony's ability to assess talent and put it where it needs to go.
Bingo, hold on. You got it right. He assessed the type of player that could fit in this community. And so the fit is the key. And I got to give his entire staff. He had help from his staff.
Absolutely.
And they nailed it.
And I think if you can find the high school kids, you get them, right? Because then you've got hopefully some longevity there. They'll get better and better. But then you have the pro, sort of the, quote, pros that have been around a while and proven themselves. Put them in.
Well, it's a big deal, and I'm so impressed that – and I know Wally Walker had a lot to do with this behind the scenes. He and Barry Parkhill. This whole thing is starting to look really nice.
And could I offer an apology? I won't speak for anybody but myself, but I had my doubts about Coach Elliott and Carla Williams' decision to bring him in. But at this point in time, it looks like it was a good decision.
Being there at some practices and listening to him speak to the kids, I think he's a good combination of, hey, I'm for you guys, but hey, I'm the coach. And you're going to do what I say.
Well, he obviously had a vision of where the program could go.
Yeah.
And he's seen that vision play out, you got to be happy for him, the staff, and the players.
All his years at Clemson, he learned from Dabo. And Dabo has done a masterful job at Clemson. You have to give him credit. They
Absolutely.
Dominated the ACC for a decade.
Yeah.
So here's the beauty of this. We're about to find out if Tony Elliott and his staff and the players can take another step forward.
Yep.
And what a magical season.
Oh, yeah.
10-2, playing for the 11th win. If they get the 11th win, they're going to get a college football playoff berth. And there's a lot of money at stake here, which could help the UVA athletic department. And, I don't think anybody saw this. I mean, I predicted 8 wins this year. I thought 8 wins was doable. 10? 10 going for 11?
Hey, the key is that QB. You got to have a gritty quarterback who can make the plays.
Who can play.
That's right.
He's been special, but at any rate.
That's the linchpin.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock down in Charlotte. Frank Maloney will be there. We'll be back Monday night next week with David Sloan, Terry Gates, and Jody Smith.
Go Hoos.
Join us.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
That's it. It's all over.
Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrup Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.